Welcome to the 52 Pearls Weekly Money Wisdom Podcast. I'm Melissa Joy, a certified financial planner and founder of Pearl Planning.
And I'm Melissa Friedenberg, financial advisor with Pearl Planning.
Pearl Planning is a financial planning and investment management company located in Dexter and Grosse Pointe, Michigan. We work with clients all around the country.
The purpose of our podcast is to explore specific financial topics and provide advice you can use in your everyday life.
Welcome back to the 52 Pearls Weekly Money Wisdom Podcast. It's Melissa Joy here today, and my topic is all about investing, but it really has a lot to do with your life in general, and it's about mindset. I want to talk about why it's very easy to feel and focus on the negative when oftentimes things are much more complex than just a singular kind of negative scenario. And I wanted to use some examples we have just from this year. So it is early June as I'm recording this, and we just had Congress unblock an obstacle that we had to being successful investors this year, because we knew going into the year that there was an inevitability that Washington, D.C. would need to work together to figure out some sort of solution for the debt ceiling. And in fact, one of our recent episodes was all about understanding what the heck is the debt ceiling and why is that impacting my money? Why is it, you know, big news? And so I want to use that example because now we've had a resolution to talk about how the markets reacted and also, you know, how the world works when it comes to investing. So as someone who's watching your money and trying to make sure that you're making good decisions on it, first of all, I want to applaud those of you who do, you know, take careful consideration. We had conversations with clients throughout the year, especially within the last 30 days, where they were concerned about what was going to be happening. And there was a general belief that perhaps, you know, there were bigger issues that I know what one client told me was, this is new, this is different. You haven't seen this before, Melissa. I know you've been around a while. And in fact, I just celebrated my 25th year working in the business. So I'd like to say I started as a baby, but I've been around for a quarter century and I've experienced a lot of moments, you know, that do feel like, hey, this time is different. And it's really easy to take that head fake and react when things feel scary. So news that happened this week, first of all, stocks went up, although they'd already gone up quite a bit for the year. So that wasn't like a brand new start to a rally because things have been generally positive in this year. Also, unemployment came out and new job numbers came out. And again, employment numbers have been surprising people on the upside. So we had strong employment numbers. Now that doesn't mean, and we're very aware that one-on-one cases, there's a lot of, you know, potential where there have been layoffs going on, and those layoffs are impacting high-paying jobs and companies that have done quite well in the recent past. So we're not discounting that at all. But we had a week where good numbers came out for payrolls. We actually, in May, added almost 340,000 jobs. And then there were revisions saying, actually, there were more new jobs earlier in the year that were previously undisclosed. And we had this Washington, D.C. resolution to the debt ceiling deal. It's a temporary fix because there's this rule that you cannot exceed a debt ceiling amount. And rather than saying, oh, here's the new amount you can spend, what happened was there was a negotiated agreement, a bunch of, you know, kind of favors were exchanged within Congress. We'll get rid of this program, we'll add that program, et cetera. And we are going to ignore and eliminate the debt ceiling temporarily until the next presidential election. So they're basically going to kick the can down the road. But usually when they've done that, they've kind of done a calculation to say, oh, here's about the right amount so that we can get past the next election. This time they're like, no, we're just going to say there's no debt ceiling until this day in the future, where a lot of the same players, depending on the outcome of the election, may have the same role of either wanting it solved or or wanting to make it more painful for the other side, or they may switch roles. They may have completely different motivations because a different party is in charge of different parts of the government. So we had that resolution occur this week as well. And so many people were focused on both this debt ceiling and, you know, we're not going to have a solution, spending a lot of stress and anxiety. And in fact, I feel like some people, when you experience that negative stress and anxiety, it can diminish, you know, the quality of your life and your day-to-day, because you feel like the weight of, I've got to figure out a solution for this. And then we had these surprises, these upsides in terms of the economy. So everybody's been waiting on bated breath and almost assuming that we're in a recession. And yet the job numbers, which are an important consideration for economic growth, just continue to surprise on the upside and, in fact, dramatically positive. So one of the lessons I want to tell people about this is don't oversimplify, because markets and investments are extremely complicated. And it gets really hard to keep track of how complicated and complex it is. And what we naturally want to do in our minds, and I'm right there with you, is overly focus on something that feels easier to understand. And you can give it more value in an equation than, you know, you may otherwise have if you were just to, you know, do an academic exercise would put into the equation. So don't assume any given challenge, whether it's unemployment or inflation or the debt ceiling, don't assume that's the only component going into assumptions about investment returns. Also, you need to be careful and aware of where you're gathering your information. So are you talking to investment professionals or financial advisors like ourselves? Are you talking to friends at the water cooler? Or, you know, are you talking to people that have an incentive to kind of stir you up? In many cases, when you think about your media diet and who you listen to on the news, they may well be inclined to give you a more negative kind of outlook, because that keeps you listening. That makes you stay on for the next hour of the news. That may make you more tuned in to whatever's coming next, or it may in fact be a reason to sell a product. You may be peddling, you know, certain investment assets, et cetera. So it's really incumbent upon you. And I'm not telling you to reduce your news for entertainment purposes. I'm not telling you to not listen when it comes to getting your information about government or politics or just the news in general, but you have to be careful about what inputs you're getting and how they're impacting your feelings. I always like to remind people to focus on what you can control. And one of the things you can certainly control is where you're receiving input and data. And how are you receiving it? Is this information that you want to bring to the ballot box at the next election? Or is this information you want to utilize to make your investment and portfolio decisions? And time again, I think that my experience in professional kind of investing lessons show that if you kind of disengage your political mindset or your list of fears or worries from your investment decision making and make your investment decision making very clinical and less emotional, then that is kind of the nature of a successful investor. So do be cautious and realize that you can control the inputs that may trigger you to feel more stress when it comes to investing. When we look at history, the returns of investments over time, not in any given year, but over 10, 20, 30 years, tends to be about 7 out of 10 years being positive, about 70% of the time. And that's true over long periods of time. And I'm using US stock market, consider the S&P 500. If you ask any investor on any given day, if there's reasons to be pessimistic, scared, worried, you will always have a reason to be scared. If you're open to it, being anxious or depressed. And I just want to remind you that you can focus on what you can control. It's natural to feel more pessimistic. It's natural to have that pessimism feel bigger or more likely than optimism. And this is a part of the function of a successful investor, is knowing that there are other people willing to sell because they feel that pressure and that stress. Some other things that I think you can focus on when you do feel concerned is look back and reflect on your financial plan. Do you have the right amount of cash on hand so that if you were one of those people that received a, you know, very dreaded and unfortunate layoff notice, you knew where you and how to pay your bills in the near term? And you knew and were able to take care of your family. Do you feel like your cash flow is under control? And are you avoiding adding to debt that is becoming increasingly expensive to pay off? Are you thinking about your future self? And in that, I mean, saving for retirement and things like that. I so often find the most successful investors are people that are focusing on the motions of doing things that will help them over time, and letting the day-to-day headlines kind of float above them. Not saying that they don't care. I'm just saying that they're not using any great news or negative news to overly tip the scales in terms of how they make their investing decisions. And, you know, I should do a similar episode on the flip side, talking about in a year like, for example, 2021, when everything seemed to have no gravity and everything went up. It's really easy to be overly optimistic in moments like that. And in general, over becoming consumed with the emotions of investing is the opposite of being a successful investor. So I hope this mindset pep talk given in the moment during kind of a news cycle that I thought would be a really good example of it's not always a rainy day on Wall Street would be helpful for you. And I really, if you're thinking about trying to boost your mindset or working on some of those things you can control by shoring up your financial plans, just know that we're here at Pearl Planning and available to do that work. And we also love when you're a client during those like stressful times, because hopefully we can make you feel more confident as we have discussions with you. We really like to be a part of that. And that's one of the critical functions if you're working with a financial professional, is communication during times that feel difficult. And they may, you know, for everyone, it's a little bit different, but that's a critical piece of the job of a financial planner. So I appreciate the listen and just appreciate that you would be open to this conversation on mindset. With that, have a great week.
You can access our first two seasons of this podcast on our website at www.pearlplan.com. or on Spotify.
If you're interested in learning more about Pearl Planning, feel free to sign up for our newsletter, also found on our website.